Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. And today we have with us Audrey Light Language is here with us again. Yay. I'm so excited. We always have so much fun talking about so many different things. And I know we're going to again today. And, you know, you can read up about Audrey on the live page, which I do have open up. So I'll just tell you a little bit about her. But mostly, you know, I just love speaking with Audrey because we seem to be this is so interesting. It's like the words are not coming out. It's like we seem to resonate and on the same level. I like to say we're on the same page, but Audrey's a little bit different than me, so she has a lot more gifts and talents and abilities and capacities that I don't have. And so, you know, I love that about her, but she's so loving and kind and gracious, and she has this integrity about her with her work and who she is and what she does that I just, you know, I adore. And so I love being able to spend time with Audrey, chatting with Audrey, whether it's live or whether it's, you know, just the two of us. And we have a wonderful time when it's just the two of us as well as we're going to today. So Audrey is a spiritual architect and energy engineer. She's in New York. Oh gosh, I would love to see you in New York. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm getting goosebumps about that. She is a world-renowned energy worker, speaker of the languages of the light and the Akash, and we're going to talk about that later, and a divine channel. And she is celebrated as the healer to the healers from time before time and was a vessel for spirit to birth forth a new octave for humanity in Gaia. And Audrey has worked with clients in person in the New York City area and all over the world via Skype and phone calls, right? And for Audrey, she does light language healing. She works with the language of the Akash, channeled messages from higher beings, sacred key numerical codes, which we're going to talk about, and ascension numbers, as well as DNA upgrades, and so much more. And so I know that even today, we're going to be talking about the Akash. We're going to be talking about the numbers, the wonderful numbers that she works with. And trust me, when you have a session with Audrey, when she's working with the numbers, it is powerful. And there's always, you know, some sort of channeled message or channeled, you know, the beings of light come through as well. So we'll see what happens even today. So I'm so excited that you're here with Audrey. And I know we had been trying to get together for a while now, and I'm so glad that we finally did, get to connect. So yay, thank you so much for being here. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Yes, we have so much fun. We're together, you and I, and now here sharing it with everyone else. And definitely the goosebumps. We have to do something in New York. That'll be wonderful. And thank you for letting me be here today and your beautiful creation you've created and we could share with everyone. Thank you so much.
And I love doing the video now so much more because I find that, you know, when people can see you, they have a stronger connection with you. They can relate to you more. They, you know, like now, you know, when people see me, they know more of who I truly am than just when they hear me. So for me, it's so much more fun. And I think it's so much more interactive and engaging as well. So for people who are live with us right now, if you do have questions, you can hit the raise your hand button, or you can type a question in the chat, or you can just wave wildly, and I'll see you, and you can unmute yourself and ask a question. All right, so Audrey, let's talk about some of the things I want to talk about. I know for sure are, you know, we're going to talk about the language of the Akash and the ascension numbers and the DNA codes and so on and so forth. But what is happening right now with the energies? What is happening with the planet? What is happening with all of us? The whole ascension thing. It's not just the ascension thing. It's beyond that. I find that everything is shifting and changing. I'm like completely different than I used to be in the past. And there are some days and moments where I was like, I have no idea what I'm going to do next. Like in the next 5 minutes, I have no idea. You know, so, but I know there's a lot of energy flowing. Even earlier today, I mean, I was hearing this strong tone in my ears just like that. And it's like, ooh, what's that? You know, and then, or I was just painting a little bit for half an hour, not even, and it's like so much heat, you know, I was like sweating. It's like, oh my goodness, you know, so it's like a lot of stuff is happening. So what's going on?
Yes. Well, you know, when my work had begun years back, you know, like before 2010, then they had given me an automatic writing message. Now that is going back how many years now, right? And in the message, they were telling me to share with everyone, to let them be aware that there is a tsunami of energies that are coming, right? Mm-hmm. And they said this tsunami, which some people speak the event and such, you know, it is all part of that tsunami of energies that are coming in, right? And so what has been coming in, it is coming in, it's continuing to come in, right? Because we are being transformed, transfigured, resurrected, made new. That's why you're saying, who am I, right? Because mm-hmm. you come out of the old you, right? The divine flames, transformation, transfiguration, and a new you, right? Which is more, let's say, that authentic you as the spark of divinity that you are experiencing and expressing yourself, right? Out of the forgetful experiment that we had entered into, you know? And as far as this work goes, and thank you so much for suggesting about being seen, because, you know, see how my hands are moving so much when we do the shows, they don't realize that I'm moving in motion and all that is going on. So that's going to assist them as well. You know, they were seeing it, even they don't see it, but now they can see, you know, what's happening. It's physical as well, you know, as sound. And so they had said those that would do the works would be as if, think of it like a cold body of water. It would be those that do the work would be entering into the energies, and they would be slowly entering in if they did the work as if they were acclimated, right? Mm-hmm. So not a shock to their system, you know? If those did not do the work, then it would be as if they were picked up and plunged into a cold body of water, and that is such a shock to the system. Now, this is where some people out there are talking about the ascension systems. They're such in pain. They have to sleep. They can't get up, you know? Yeah. And that's the filter through that person who is speaking to them in that way, you know, but there is another way to do it. So thank you for allowing me to be here. This work helps the people go through it much more gently, you know, and we have elderly parents or children or meetings or post office, you know, things we need to do. We're juggling the, you know, the bowls and the foot of the one world, the physical world, where our responsibility is to ourselves and others, and then the spiritual world, right? That we understand there's so much more. So this work assists them to go through the thing ever so more gently, because as you feel and you realize it's huge what is happening. This is our evolution, right? Our evolution through the revolution of light and love, which is information and being of the heart, you know? So that's what's going on. Us being, you know, made new, you know, and made new, but then also going back to understand of what we are, which we are ancient beings, eternal beings, you know? And that's fabulous, because some people say the lowly human, no, we are majestic, you know? We are miraculous, you know, we are the ones that we've been waiting for, you know, they always want our DNA and such, you know, because we are sparks of divinity and expression. We just forgot. And now is the time where we come to assist, you know, and make those changes.
And there's no difference, you know, and I'm getting this more and more, and people have been saying this to me for years. And I, you know, it's like at the beginning, I didn't want to receive that. But now it's like, I'm getting it. There's no difference between us, the humans, and, you know, the beings of light, or, you know, there's no difference. You know, we're just playing a different role right now. We're just, you know, in a virtual reality of our own making, of our own choosing. But there's no difference between it. There's no one that's greater or better. You know, we're all equal, right? And it's... Oh.
I love you, beautiful. I love you so much, you know, because that is the truth. That's the thing that I really want to get through to people, you know, because some of them, they are beginning when these new gifts and abilities and things are opening up, you know, they are so in awe of these other beings, and you have to be careful because there still could be deceptions and such. The heart is the best eyes to see with. Not even my work says the spiritual eyes or the physical eyes, because those can be up to, open to manipulation, distraction, deception, you know, but your eyes, which are no eyes, the eyes of the heart are the best way to be in resonance and feeling, you know, of that. And again, do not have, like, I'm here to cut their marionette strings, puppet strings, right, of what we were part of before. That's why they call it soul architect, energy engineer. Mm-hmm. So I assist you to be an architect, energy engineer, right, at the hands of your own agenda and design that any others, you know. We don't want to be in awe. Whatever being is before you, if they want you to be in awe, or they tell you your lessons and did you do good enough, and, you know, oh, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're going to be in trouble and what's going to befall you and happen. No, you know, this is the beings where you understand you are respecting each other, right? Mm-hmm. Eye to eye, whether they have eyes or not, right? But one to one, understanding that we are another reflection of beautiful source and creation. So we love, honor, and respect respect each other. Years ago, they said to me, we are awaiting the arrival of humanity to take their rightful place, right, among these councils and such, right? Mm-hmm. So that, there you go, exactly what we're seeing. Not to be so in awe, because that's what we did back in the day, right? Oh, they're greater than us, right? And then you're just wrapping into, stepping up a step, but then playing the same story. And no, we don't want to do that. We understand we're all the same thing, beautiful, different, unique perspectives and aspects of divinity. So thank you, Alara, so much for saying that very empowering truth to them. Yes, that's the same song, you see? We're saying the same. That's the song I'm singing that you're singing. So excellent, you know?
And now I find it's about all of us, you know, stepping out, stepping up, in a way that it feels right for us, that, you know, is our calling or whatever you want to call that. You know, it's not really a calling, but what lights you up? What brings you joy? What's fun for you? You know, if you're trying to do something that is hard and difficult and there's obstacles after obstacles after obstacles and it's not fun, maybe there's something you got to look at. So, you know, not, that's not to say that, you know, hard work is not required, or, you know, sometimes you're going to have off days. Like, I had an off day today. I had an off day. Everything, nothing was working. It's like, oh my God, what the heck? You know, and then I talked to somebody and we did some stuff. But, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, sometimes stuff does, it goes to shit. Then it just, okay, you know, tomorrow. We'll get back to creating again tomorrow, you know.
Exactly. And I do say, excuse my friend Trudeau too, we are in the midst of the shit show, right? That we've come in to clean up, clear up, and no longer play that way anymore, you know? And sometimes there are still forces, the plague, the parasite, those things that were birthed forth in the forgetting and the matrix and that experiment that so need the others. That's why they created the stuckness to feed off of, you know? So they still try to stir up every now and then. And especially since they know we're going to be here today and empowering them with so much beautiful energy and all we're bringing to them, you know? So they would probably try to bother you a little bit, just as we would bother them, you know? But we are creating the new, it's done, it's already done. It's just the catching up, you know? And exactly as you're saying, we are an expression, an experience, God sourced the field to joyfully know itself, you know? Yeah. And the experiment is done, no more of that, close the book on that and go forth joyously and create, you know?
Can I just say one, can I just repeat one thing I said, which I think is really important for everyone to hear? So I was saying I was having a bad day, right? I was having a bad day. Nothing was working. Everything was going to shit. I kept getting bad news after bad news after bad news. And I was like, what the fuck? Sorry.
No, that's okay. You know what? Because people, it's only words. And words have, you know, contaminated so much. And those of us who are very high energy people, think of a volcano, right? It has so much energy in there. When that comes through, it's just pockets of that energy going through. You know what I mean? Otherwise, we're going to like spontaneously combust, you know? So spirit understands what it is. It's just that energy. So go right ahead, sweetie.
So I was just going to say, so what I did was I called somebody and I said, hey, do you have a few minutes? Can I ask you a few questions? Or can you ask me a question? And can, you know, I just said, do you have a few minutes? And the, you know, person said, yeah, sure. And he's like, what's going on? And I said, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, oh, so then we did some clearings and whatever, and then it was gone, you know, but it's like, so we can all do that when something is not going good, you know, even it's like a few hours, like, what, you know, it's like, no, I don't want to be in this shit for a few hours. I don't really want to be in this shit for a few minutes. So if I don't think of it myself, what I should do, but at least I'm reaching out to somebody and saying, hey, help me out, you know, do something, please, you know, ask me a question. And then it's gone. And then after that, my, you know, the stuff was gone. The day hasn't, you know, I put all that stuff to the side. It's like, all right, I'll focus on that tomorrow. But at least all that heaviness was gone. All that stuckness was gone. All, you know, so I just want to just, you know, invite all of you to do that. When you feel like you're stuck or nothing is working, everything is going to shit, call somebody, you know, not somebody who's going to like get wrapped up in your story, but someone who is going to, you know, help you to get out of it, you know, clear
it. Cut the energetics of
exactly.
that, you know?
Yes, exactly.
A lot of people, sometimes they perpetuate the same. It's a habit. Yes. It's the same tape. It's familiar and comfortable for others, you know? But for you, doing the work that you're doing, it is lots of things that are all around, you know, trying to make a distraction or trouble for you. So exactly, you come in and you cut that energy and that old, you know? And yes. you are not feeding it, right? Or the situation or anything like that. Because rather than putting the energy and feeding that, you are feeding yourself, right? The focus to you, right? So that's beautiful. You know, you are saying such an important important point, Alara. So thank you so much. Exactly. That's part of the empowerment, the new way of being.
And, right? and that's getting out of the victim consciousness or victim mentality. And I know people don't like to hear that word victim, but you know what? It is what it is, right? So getting out of that and choosing something different. All right, so that was my little rant on that.
Well, you know what it is? It's because that plague and parasite, which I call it, you know, all that was out there feeding for so long on that. And that's how the game was played, you know? So it's getting out of that, as you're saying, the new, and not playing under those ways and means of playing, you know, the old habit and the old way that things were. So definitely, as you begin to do more and more of that, you will find, you know, that will be even less, because you see how quick you're able to get out of it. Then other times back in the old days, that could last for months or weeks or days, you know.
I don't have time for that.
Exactly. That's what I say. Let's go. I'm here for the quickening. We got stuff to do, right? We don't have time to play around with that old stuff, you know.
Absolutely not. All right. So, so that was one thing I want to talk about. So let's talk about, you know, one of the things about, you know, the Akash, the language of the Akash, and not just that, but it's like how you change the DNA and all that stuff. I think I'm not too clear on that, really, how you do it. So can you talk a little bit about that and how we can use that or how that could help us in our day-to-day life when we are stuck, you know, and not moving forward in the way that we'd like?
Yes. Well, we know that all things are energy, right? Mm-hmm. Energy, frequency, you know, and as we were in our first form and it came forth, it was energy, consciousness, right? And then what was the first things that came out of that and as an expression was sound, right? Light, sound, frequency, octaves, energy, right? So that are the basis of us, right? And love, of course, which is energy too. So those are the things that I'm able to move around, right? The energy, the frequency, the octaves, which come through voice, you know? Mm-hmm. And as far as the Akash language, many people, you know, bless them, whatever, if they read the Akash and do what they do. But for me, because I'm here to assist, right, with the evolution, the motion and movement, we don't want to read the old maps or recipe or agreements, you know, and all that type of thing, energy. So I come in to cut, to clear, and then rewrite through codes, through mm-hmm. sounds, through energy, new pathways, new for us, right, yeah. to take part of, you know. And then the numbers come in because, you know, when people talk about the sacred geometrics and all of that, that is built by numbers, which are, again, energy packets, pockets that come in, and that people will receive their own list of numbers, you know, to work with as well when they receive the work. But as this is happening, like we were speaking out about before, they are cutting those old tapes, you know. My work talks about they have well worn the path for so long, the same, that they've actually walked it so long and looking down the habits the same, that they've fallen into a crevasse, so mm-hmm. to say, right? And the crevasse, you know, you need assistance sometimes to get out of that, right? Because that's just not like a mountain, that's like slippery slope and so far down in that, you know. So these works are helping us to release the old, raise our vibration, raise our consciousness. See how you thought, oh, different consciousness, right? Different awareness and awareness of the situation to act, react differently, and then you get out of that, right? Old rut, mm-hmm. the old that was before. And by doing these type of energy work on the DNA, it actually goes into the DNA. My work, right, because there's many types of light language, mm-hmm. but as a coder in the field of creation for so many years now, an ancient one back to weave those codes and settle them in, right, so they're there for others to take part of, and the work that I do with individuals, you know, we go into the DNA and we release generational lineages, right, because you have all those generational lineages, not only from the life that you live now, but all your other aspects, right? We say past lives, but it's actually simultaneous because mm-hmm. there's no time, right? Mm-hmm. So those lives, all your cosmic dimensional lives, right? Because we understand now we're also cosmic, you know, multidimensional beings. And this is why they've extended my name to soul architect, energy engineer, right? Because if you think of a soul or a beautiful crystal, a diamond, shine a light on it, all around the room will be all those sparkles, right? Those are all the yous, right? All your lives, right? Your cosmic, dimensional, you know, ancient ones, all of this, you now, you have generational lineages attached to that, right? You have experiences that you've walked through, the highs, the lows, you know, all of that impressed on your DNA, right? Holding that information. So to go to the new, we also have to release those old and those old habits. So I devices to do that and put in the codes for the upgrades, right? Because just like I said, I tell people I loved my old computer and I knew how to work it wonderfully. But at a certain point of bringing it in to be fixed, they said, we're so sorry, we can't fix it anymore because those new systems that we have are not going to acclimate to that old computer. So you needed to get a new computer. That's sort of what we're doing as well, right? Mm-hmm. Acclimating ourselves to the new systems so we can play on those new systems, right? Which are in the new. And how to do it again? Energetic work, consciousness, awareness, and the heart. Mm-hmm. Because if people are talking love and unity, oneness, if it is only a concept that is held in the mind, that's not it, beautiful, being spewed mm-hmm. about. You must take it to your heart and you must walk the talk that you were talking and be it in your beingness. And that also assists, right? Because you were nourishing yourself with that and nourishing others with that, you know? So it's also important. It's all hand in hand, right? Because as we know, all is connected, right? Mm-hmm. Everything is connected, right? So as you do your work, as I do my work, as others do their work, you know, we've come in hearing a clarion call, you know, to come in and assist. This is not about don't look at what the collective and others are doing. No, we look, we don't have it take us down, but we know that we're doing our individual work. So we affect our own stories. We affect the collective story and part of all that is that we're a part of, you know, and that's huge. So we all do it hands in hand, right? And all together, whether not even physically in hand, energetically, sure. Because we're all connected, you know?
Absolutely. And so, you know, with the timing right now and what's going on with everybody, because there's huge shifts, huge changes happening with everyone. It seems like everyone's path is slightly changing. Their mission is slightly changing. It's like they're coming into their own power or their own being and stepping up or wanting to step up. And, you know, there's a little bit of energy. It's a little bit tricky because sometimes they don't know what to do, right?
And this is why, thank you for the beautiful work that you do, right? The work that I've done, because we've come to do our own work, but then assist others, right? Mm-hmm. To be, if they've fallen in the crevasse or stumbled upon the path, right? To help raise them up and to be there for them so they can get some footing, right? Because this is new ground, right? New footing, especially with the energies, right? And sometimes when someone's gifts are opening and they're seeing and realizing and know what was going on, it's a lot and it's overwhelming, you know? So we go heart to heart and we try to assist them with that, you know? As they're treading this new life, this new path, remembering that they have power, you know, they're a sovereign being, they're a spark of divinity and expression, you know, and to learn how to walk, because they're so used to having crutches and training wheels, right? Because in forgetfulness, you had all those ones that were placed there so we could play this game, this experiment, right? But now, when you enter into this, this is you remembering that you were the master and the masterpiece, one and the same, right? So you throw away the crutches in the training wheels, right? But there are others there then, friends, family, ones who have walked this path, right? Like you and I, who can understand and are still walking the path, right? Mm-hmm. That can assist them when they're going through this. And this is why my work is also saying community is so important. So thank you for building your beautiful community, because community is what my work says. Community is joined in communion, right? In union, communion together, you know, on common ground, so you can all reach out and truly be of love and heart and help each other, you know, and be there when someone is treading a new territory. It's new territory, but it's familiar in some way, because yeah. It is what we are, and remembering that we are that. So just acclimating and adjusting to that, you know. And oh my God, there's so much going out there in the world, you know, and so many are still sleeping, you know. So you guys are so important, because you are those forerunners. You are the ones setting the way, right? And are going to support the other ones when they are even learning more deeply, right, of what has been happening, what is going on, and not to be taken down in that, but to assist them to say, it's good it's breaking up, you know, mm-hmm. finding out the truth, right? Because that's how we clean the slate. I like to say, did you have the kids when they used to play with the Etch-a-Sketch or the Magna Doodle? Yes. I'm like, Etch-a-Sketch, Magna Doodle, let's go, you know? And speaking of Kali, right, the one that perseveres over that which has held us down, right? So we could destroy the old and build the new, you know? And that's what we're doing, you know, we made this beautiful foundation, and we don't just sit in the foundation in the cornerstone. Spirit says, thank you to all of you who have built a foundation, have been forerunners, set the cornerstones, right? But when you build something, you don't just sit in the foundation in the cornerstone. You know that it is built strong, and you go forth, which is what we're doing, right? Yeah. And creating from there together, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And then that's what it's about, going forward and on your path, on your mission, whatever is joyful and light for you. So I think Pam has a question. Pam, do you want to unmute yourself? Or I can unmute you if you want to ask your question. Hello. Hi, Pam.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You can hear me?
Yep.
Yes. Beautifully.
Wow. Okay. So I'm turning 56 on May 27th, and I'm just wondering what goodies are in store for me coming up on this next year.
Happy, happy birthday to you. I'm already 56. I don't know where Lara is, but happy, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
I didn't hear what you said, Lara.
Oh, I said no, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, she's a youngin' over there, but we have 56. You know, beautiful one. Not even to say just this year, you know, of this birthday. This is forward for you. You know what I mean? All of your life and this work and these things that are happening now, this is realized. We were a soul, right, as they say, right? A soul having a human experiences, having an embodied experience. So what is now happening now? For eons and eons and eons of existence, of turning of the cycles, right, of time, not a linear time, we have been stuck in the same. So this beautiful triumphant time that is happening to be freed on a soul level, you know, and in your level of your life right now, to be open to all these beautiful gifts and treasures that are there, to be empowered, to be freed, you know, is wonderful. So don't even look at it as, oh, the year of my birthday. This is a beautiful time for your soul even, and through existence, what you're going to be able to have open to you, you know, and available to you, you know. So stay the path, you know, be of your heart. I'm going to speak a little bit of light language. Can I speak now, Lara, for her? Oh, good. Birthday present, beautiful one. You don't have to do anything, but just be of heart, right? And everyone else, this will settle in for you where that's going to go. So beautiful one, is it okay, Pam, if I speak some light language for you?
Oh, please. Absolutely.
All right, beautiful one. So here we go. Une vune si asse, 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 une sune venesse, une vune ti aie, 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 une vune punesse, benutone venesse, une sie, une sie, una sie in arei, una sei, una sei. They're going to bring in the fairies, which are high pitch. They're going to go around your heart a little bit, the fairies. Here we go. Sha, sha, sha. Evoa, mon chéri, vase, vase, vase. Eva Mosher, sabia tuturum, vesset unasi, aye, 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 se, 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 Eva, 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 shem, 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 from your heart, behind the heart, and now over your eyes, here your filter, Eva, 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 vesse pe tutu ama it at uma isete. Eva, mon chéri, SSA, SSA, SSA. Ah, beautiful one. That is what the fairies brought in for you, touching that inner child and releasing some things around the heart and in your field for you. And happy, happy, happy birthday, you know. This works deep in your DNA and your energetic and your field, yes. And even deeper for you, like ancestral, ancestry, generational, you know, the cosmic yous. This you, because you see the results in this life right now as well, when the energies and the frequencies are cut, released, and upgraded, right? And then even the other yous, right? In the other turning of the cycles to affect. So what a gift, a birthday gift you have given yourself right now, right? To affect this you and all the other yous. Oh my goodness. No coincidence why you're here to have that beautiful receiving.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, beautiful. Thank Much you, love.
Yes, happy birthday,
thank you.
That was beautiful. Oh no, 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 Shama, don't share your screen. Hold on. no, cancel. Stop. Oh crap. cancel. What the heck? Hold on. I don't want to share my screen.
I see you. We're not shared. I see you.
I know. Here we go. Let me just make sure that nobody shares their screen because then I get messed up. Hold on. Only host. All right. All good. So thank you, Pam, for that. Yay. I'm just going to mute you and I'm going to lower your hand. Okay, cool. So that was powerful. I felt it mostly, you know, when you were clearing in the front, I really felt that a lot. It's like, wow.
Excellent. And see, Pam received a birthday present for her, but she gave a beautiful present for everyone, right? Because Absolutely. When you say birthday, that's like a new version of you, birth anew, right? Birth to the new, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful what we're doing, you know, in our evolutionary journey here with these beautiful energies and octaves that we have open to us now to take advantage of, you know?
And Linda says that was very, very powerful too. So thank you. Yay, Linda. I'm glad you received that. Yeah, good. So I have a question from Caroline. Caroline says, Audrey, is there a financial breakthrough for me here or coming? And should I sell my house?
Ah, okay. So beautiful one. I would suggest that she come and receive her numbers, right? Mm-hmm. Because the numbers are a personalist 100 long of energy packets, right? Of pockets of energy. And when the people are receiving these numbers, the center and key code numbers and such, and they're reading them over around the world, people, even in meditation, we're saying, go to Audrey, receive these numbers, right? They're reading the numbers and placing them on what they're thinking about. One woman won a court case that she had fought for years. She goes, Audrey, you don't understand. I've been sitting there for hours and hours and hours when I go for how many months and years. And oh my God, I took the numbers. I read the numbers. I was in and out and I won, right? Or who wants to manifest something, right? Or who is being attacked. So they felt like, oh, they're an empath and felt everything. So mm-hmm. they felt like they were in a protective bubble. So it wouldn't get them. Many, many different uses around the world, right? So then she would have these numbers that she will be able to use, right? Because, you know, selling a house is a process, right? Mm-hmm. So you read the numbers so you know where you're going to go, what's going to happen, what's going to come out the simplest and most productive, right, for herself and for others. And also, I always tell everybody when they want to sell a house, look at it this way as well. Who is going to be the next beautiful family that the home or the place or the apartment, your space that you had lived in and loved and enjoyed, you know, and have memories and such. The next person and vision is going to come to that space, you know, be happy, live their life there, you know, joyfully, right? So you're making a beautiful connection of where's going to be the next place where you're going to go and someone to come, right? Because they're going to have this beautiful space to be in, you know? And as far as to pinpoint a timeline, right? My work explains to people that there's many paths of possible probabilities. Mm-hmm. And in reality is always in motion and movement, you know, and what is the best or the not best, and things happen and things change and move, right? So not to pinpoint one, but the best is to put that energy right around, as we discussed, right, envisioning in that, seeing herself in the next beautiful place, you know, that she is and that is enjoyable for her and joyful. So she's connecting, right, weaving all those things in the energetics together for her to come forth. And she, what was the other question beside where she was going to live? It's something with financials, she was saying.
Is there a financial breakthrough?
Well, again, if those numbers that Alara, you're so kind for me to come in and bring, again, those numbers as she would read them and work with the energies and set the energies, help open that for her, you know? But how about we do a little bit of light language for everybody, a little bit quick, because everyone has to realize, you know, this is going in for everybody wherever it'll have to settle. Mm-hmm. And hopefully then they'll have the opportunity to come and have their personal, because then it's like hands-on for them and their situation and such, you know? But here we go. Bring in some energy around that for everyone. Now they bring a beautiful Kali in. Kali, right? To destroy that. So we persevere over that which has held us down, right? So here comes our beautiful Kali. Kali ananedum. 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 The ancient ones. Hama haya ho ye ho ye. Huma huma haya. Kali kish kali kali kish kali kali kish Ekali kastuk un ech akaya MACC sheri esa moshers va. Now shakti yamana, yeah, shakti yamana, yeah, shakti yamana, 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 Evwa, she, she, sheom, asa hund akt ame keshkut um a it a isayom. E se si moshers. E sa mosherias. E se sa, e se sa, e se sa. Shema yom bako ton son. E se si, e sa si, e a sa si. And why the ancient ones came in as well as Kali, because those are also sometimes generational lineages that mm-hmm. are those energies, you know, going through with the financials and this and that. So they came in also to help assist and to cut that, you know.
That was again so powerful. Yeah.
Yes, it was like, I am very high energy, people, because you know, this is where you're quickening. This is beautiful, you know. Yeah. The highest energy. That's why the light language is not the same, you know.
Did you notice how I was like totally spaced out? It's like I was like completely spaced out, hardly able to keep my eyes open to focus on you. It's like, oh my God.
You know, it's so funny, Lara, because usually we do it by the phone, right? Yeah. And you know it's powerful by the phone. And now we're doing visuals, right? Yeah. So you're like, whoa. You know?
Yeah. Even Caroline is saying, wow, my whole body is vibrating. Yeah.
Yes. So I hope they will come and have their beautiful privates, because they will have these beautiful, you know, it's funny. This morning I had a client, you know what she said to me? She's like, Audrey, after her session, oh my God. She said, I just feel like as if I've been at the Hawaiian Islands on a great vacation for about a month or so. This is how wonderful I feel, you know? So I said, wow, share that on the website, you know, because mm-hmm. it's true. You just have to lie down and relax and all this is done for you. And that is so easy, right? And so beautiful. Oh, yeah.
So, but for the numbers, and we're going to talk about the package in a little while, but for the numbers specifically, it's package B, right? Because we have package A are those recordings, and then package yes. B is the recordings plus a 1 hour session, and then package C is a 45 minute session.
Yes. The one that has, I'm not sure if we had, did we have four or did we do three?
Three.
Okay, because there's one session that might be without the numbers if it's a smaller session, and then there might be one where they have a 90-minute session, and the 90-minute session rather than the hour would be the 90 minutes gives us those extra time to do the numbers, because when I'm going to read numbers for all of you, I see we're both hot, right? Because that energy is getting very hot. We're like, woo, woo, right? It's so hot. But when I read the numbers later, I go very quickly. So I don't want anyone to be startled, right? Because that's in a session. Yeah. But when you're going to write the numbers, I'm bringing them in, I'm writing them, we're working with the neural networking, they're writing, and I go in a much slower speed when they're going to receive their numbers. So those are some, there's a couple of different options there for them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still like, ah. It's like, oh my God. All right. Okay.
I see.
So we'll talk about the packages in a few minutes, but somebody else had a question here. Oh, Shama has her hand raised. So I'm going to unmute you, Shama, or you can unmute yourself if you want. I'll unmute you.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, Audrey, hi. Hello. And hi, Alara. Thank you. I'm at work, so... Oh, I'm so grateful for this. Thank you so much. Audrey, I am not sure if you could look. I am kind of on my path, but I keep sabotaging myself. You know, I just procrastinated when it get to that. It's almost like I hear all the information and I know what I have to proceed with, but I just can't get myself to pen it and to follow through.
Well, see, by no coincidence, there was no procrastination, and you're here with me and Alara today, right? To help assist you exactly on that, you know? They call me the rocket train, actually, right? But even Metatron, you know, he comes into people and has to speed them up, you know? He came to like, Audrey, you slow down a little because you're such a quick rocket train, such divine flames. It's so important, your work. We want them to be able to see it coming into the station so they can get on, and then, boom, we go, you know? So you've come to the right place, Shama. I hope that you'll be able to
thank you.
because then you're going to have your own list of private numbers that when those things start to stir up, you know, old habits, generational lineages, you know, whatever it may be, multiple reasons, right? You're going to keep those numbers, and those numbers are going to set the energies. So it will counteract that. So that won't be the same, you know, getting out of that crevasse, out of the old habits, out of the old energies, you know, right
I'm
now,
hoping.
A little bit of light language for you and everyone. And I hope that you will be able to come in and make it very personalized for you as well to assist you, okay? So, Alara, we're good. I'm going to go forth and bring some stuff. Okay, yeah. So here we go. Here we go, beautiful. Just everyone, all you have to do is breathe. If you have to take a breath and just relax, and here we go. Vone perdu sea, vone terru sua, beke sanderia, peron sone visete, vone perrorea, nasite vone per se che shaka ku ut a ume ia eme ia ut at eme it at ut ait at at ere te to tut ar erum ariarum sa shere sa shere evwa ve bu ut amert elut ut akash Akaya Eperun esse te tutum atait at et emete. Esse sa mushia. Esse sa. There you go, beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, beautiful one. And, right, this is a journey. So it's a beautiful journey you're upon. And when you get these, roadblocks and things out of the way and those things cut, you know, the same energetics cut, you're going to see how it'll change. So I definitely hope, again, we'll be able to work together and take it even further for you, beautiful. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, thank Audrey. You, thank you, Alara.
Thank you. Wow, I'm still yawning. Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. So I'm going to lower your hand. So Carol A has a question. Carol, you want to, I'll unmute you? Unmute, Carol A. Oops, hold on. Okay.
Hey there. Thank you for taking my call. You guys are amazing. Thank you. So my question is, I kind of wrote it in the box as well. I was in a relationship with a narcissist for 20 years, did tons of therapy in all different realms, from traditional to very deep, shamanic work, and then all kinds of energy healing. And I still have this inability to trust in this new relationship. So I'm not really sure where to go from there.
Okay, we're going to do some work around the heart and cut things. And again, beautiful ones, please come and receive, because as Alara is saying and understanding, that's why we did this. This is very, very powerful work, you know. The situations and things that we go through, this is hologram, very multi-layered, you know. And that's why it's wonderful to get assistance to help to get out of that, you know. With that narcissist, you know, when we're in soul, we make agreements, we do certain things, you know. We're playing parts here that we're zipped up in, you know, for the experiences to walk through of certain energetics, you know. But sometimes it's so perpetuated, the same over and over, and generational things, and so much is going on at one time, let's say, going on, you know, here, that our conscious mind can't even absorb it all. And this is why I go with my work in the unconscious, the subconscious, right, to come through to the conscious and make also the changes and work in the field, you know. So beautiful one, this is going to be excellent when you have your numbers to read over, if you feel anything lurking up, you know, and doing some energetic work. But right now for you and for everyone, I'm going to do some stuff around the heart, right, because that heart is the area where you want to go into that heart and be able to trust your love and yourself and others, because this is trusting on, you know, not just the one level with, you know, your love, your new love that you're speaking about, but trusting your own self, right? And trusting, you know, existence, you know, reality, you know, because that trust goes on a much bigger level, you know. So here we go. I'm going to, for everyone, we're going to go around the heart and do some releasing. Shem sha 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 ma sha she shushumaya base kutu ut eyoma peru berun erakt ask akai shema se sha 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 vesa vesa matur telemaru sha sha sha. Now the back of the heart. Evwa ve mosher evwa. Now some fairies, beautiful ones, to make that a little bit more gentle for you and touch that inner child on the heart area. Ooh. Sha sha sha, say say. Sha sha sha. Es marature, es esa mujer, esa va va va. Et voilà mon cher, et c'est ça, et c'est ça. Okay, Carol, how are you?
Thank you. That was beautiful. Definitely feel lightheaded.
Yes, high energy, beautiful ones. Exactly. Excellent, excellent. And come get Thank your numbers you. So you'll have
them. I will. I will. Thank you.
Thank you, beautiful.
Thank you, Carol. And definitely drink lots of water. This is for everybody. Drink lots of water today. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I'm like...
Alana's going to say, Audrey, next time we do a call, let's just do it by the phone, right? No visual.
Oh, I'm just like, oh, okay. So Nikki has a question. Nikki, you have a question? Do you want to, I'll unmute you. Hello. Hi.
All right. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Audrey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm well. Okay, let me just give you a quick...
No story, just with the question. Just go with the question.
Okay. My knees. A week ago, my right knee started hurting. And then, exactly a week ago. And then Friday, the day after, my left knee, it's been hell trying to walk. And I don't know what it is. I did a workshop a couple weeks ago, so I don't know if the energy's shift. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, beautiful one. A lot of people have the issues with the knees and such, you know, and I'm going to do a little bit of work on you now for your knees, you know, and then you are calling in for everyone else, you know, who have issues with the knees. The knees are the place when they do the work on the people's knees. That's a point where for many of your lives, right, your aspects and such, that you've held fears, worries, and burdens there, right? So if you already stirred some things up and stuff, you know, extra assistance will be helpful to ease that. And like I said, my work is to go through everything very intensely and powerfully, but gently, you know. So again, I hope you'll come and get your numbers and have your own personal work, but right now we're gonna do a little bit of work on the knee. I know, did you say one knee particular than the other? Because I'm gonna go for both knees. So
go for both, because it started with the right and then it's the left, so now it's both.
All right, so here we go. Okay, and for everyone else, when we do that work, the ancient ones are most likely going to come in and do a clapping kind of thing for releasing. All right, so here we go, beautiful ones, not only for you, for who's listening. Here we go. Et c'est par un tour à basse. Et voilà. Vessa, son maturura. Et voilà, chamache, se va, mon cher. Et voilà, mon chéri. Et voilà. Et ça partait là. Et c'est, chamache, tous les montants. Et si il fallait le toi, qu'est-ce que si mon chéri s'appuie à coco sur mes rooms, et c'est ça. Now the whole leg vasre, vessa, ma vessa, shem, papatu ut armaka shikutu urmu. Et voilà, the leg, the toes, the foot, the bottom of the foot, like a string, pull, throw it away. Et voilà, et. Now the other one. Vase, et moi, et se cacha, vase. Et se voit, mon chou, tu belle tonton, et si, chérie, et c'est ça, vase. Et se voit. And you see, people, when I'm saying Akash, I speak the language of the Akash, to rewrite the Akash, right? In the work that is being done, which is so important and powerful. So there you go, beautiful one. How are you doing, Carol?
No, Nikki.
Oh, Nikki, I'm so sorry. How are you
doing? That's okay. I'm going to stand up and see. I think I'm good.
Woo!
Yeah! Yes. All right.
And Nikki, my work, the energy stays with you for a couple of days, still, you know,
lovely
and working and penetrating even further. You know what I mean? Whenever you guys are receiving, it's still like penetrating, going through, acclimating and adjusting, right?
This is the first time I've been able to just jump off the bed without hanging onto the wall.
Hey, that's great.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
Wonderful. Thank you, Audrey. Thanks, Alara.
You're welcome, beautiful Nikki. Thank you. And for helping everyone else out there with their knees, too.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to share really quickly about the knees. I was in, I think it was on the weekend. Okay, I lose track of time. But I think it was on the weekend. We went to this abbey a couple hours away. And it was a beautiful, it's old, you know, like, couple of hundred, you know, years old or more, and we're walking in, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if there's any entities here, like beings here, you know. And then 2 minutes later, I suddenly feel this pain or intensity in my knee. And it's like, what's that? And so then I just did a return to sender, you know, one of the access consciousness things. I just said return to sender, return to sender, return to sender, and it was gone. It's like, oh, cool.
Beautiful, beautiful. I actually worked on someone the other day, and they're like, oh my God, my calf felt like electricity going through it, right? So then we did a little bit more work, and like, oh my God, it's gone, you know, because whatever was there was being worked up, feeling it in that way. But then we move it out and get it out of the way, you know? So I love that you're still yawning. You see all that stuff that happened earlier today? Well, that ain't happening anymore. What all this going on, you know?
Oh my goodness, I know, right? It's like, it's craziness. Okay, hold on 1 second. What's going on here? All right, cool. So let me just take, we'll take a few more questions in just a minute, but I just wanted to talk about the special offer because I didn't want there to be any confusion. So for those of you, well, you know, I can share the screen for this. I can share it, maybe. I did it the other day. Maybe not. I get confused. Maybe not. But for those of you who are on the live page, just click on special offer. Those of you who are not on the live page, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Audrey15. And I'm just going to open it up. Okay. I'm going to open it up. Yes. So like I said, there's three special offers, package A, package B, and package C. And package A is a compilation of 4 different MP3s, right, Audrey? And then package B includes the 4 different MP3s plus a 1 hour personal session. And then package C is a 45-minute personal session, private session. So can you talk about the difference between those and what they, you know, which ones would be good for the numbers?
The second one, as you were saying before, I'm sorry, I had it written down and I ran in here and I left the paper somewhere else when it was on. I'm so sorry to refer to that. So yes.
Yeah. So the package B, yeah, perfect.
The longer time is the one where they would have the time, right? Because you see all that's going on. We go your whole chakras, your new chakras, beyond your chakras, your field, you know, so much going on at one time. So to need that extra time to be able to do the numbers is that one. And then the other one would be without it.
Perfect. So this is the, so package A, the 4 different sessions. Do you want to just talk about them briefly for people who may not know about them?
Yes. They would be able to listen to beautiful light language, let it play in their house, you know. They will have it so they can listen to that whenever they would need, you know.
And
so
even at nighttime, they can listen to it on the loop kind of thing, just over and over.
Exactly. And also for pleasure and for easing, whatever they're going through, you know, they see and they can feel how powerful that is, you know, play it in their home and for themselves. And each of them a little bit different, you know, a little bit of different sounds and frequencies coming through. I don't know if any of them have any of the numbers read really, really quickly. I don't remember that. But if they do, that is still a little bit different. That's just giving a taste of it, you know.
Yeah.
When they come for their personal, like I said, it'll be 100 long, you know. And when they have their personal light language, that is going to be a personalization for them, you know, going into their generational lineages and all that on a personal level, which is what you're saying, that hour session. Yes.
Yeah. So if, and then package C is a 45-minute personal session for whatever, you know, something else. Like if, so like if you wanted to ask other personal session questions, but not actually get your numbers done, then go for the
no numbers. Yes. Yeah. And you know, Alara, we didn't talk to the people about, you know, I bring through the beings of light. They're probably going to come in a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
And get an opportunity to speak with the beings of light, you know, as well. So in that, they will be able to speak with them too in those packages, you know.
Exactly. Perfect. So take a look at all of three of them. So there's, like I said, package A, package B, and package C. And if you would specifically like to get your numbers, then go for package B. Okay. So that's pretty clear. Okay, cool. So package C is just, package C is 45 minutes private. Yes. Okay. I'm just sorry, going back and looking. Do numbers change over time? Is what Caroline's asking. Do numbers change over time? I've had a session, but it was a few years ago. Do personal numbers change? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because the thing is, what happens is those are energy packets, right? And my work, again, is to be done gently, right? Not to overwhelm them. If you think a plug, you sometimes can't plug it in and then it would all sparks come out of it, right? That wouldn't be very calm and gentle. So each of those, let's say 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, there's brackets of frequency of energy, you know? So perhaps in a first session, someone may go 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. It depends. It's very unique, right? Where they can receive the most light, say, poured back into them in their vessel to acclimate to that, you know? When they come and have another session, if so, they feel drawn in already, doesn't make the original set of numbers obsolete. They have acclimated to this. They've worked with this. Now they are ready, yes, to, let's say, go up even on the octaves and the frequency levels, 5, 6, 7, the highest that people, maybe a handful, like 5 people so far have been able to go to with the numbers, it's like 10,050. If they've been devoted and worked with it, because they are, like, let's say, being forerunners, right? Because once it's acclimated in the system, in the physical and such, that opens it up then even for others, right, to take it further and further, right, as we are the barrier breakers, you know, we break those barriers. So yes, doesn't make the old numbers obsolete. It would just be then you would focus on work with the new numbers, and when you feel drawn, you could put them all together, you know, but it's frequency, light being poured back into the body and raising up energetically. So yes, it's a good idea to get different numbers so they're not overwhelmed at one time, you know, because a lot of work, a lot is going on. You're yawning, you see? So a lot is going to go on in 90 minutes or an hour, you know, of time.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's like, this is not logical or linear, you know, it's energetic. So, you know, when you do have your 1 hour session with Audrey, don't go into the story too much, just go into the numbers, you know, have a little bit of an idea of what it is that you'd like to resolve or whatever. But don't go into the story, because that just takes up time. Just like, no, just focus on, I want my numbers, damn it. That's all I would say. Like,
and the thing is, and the light language work, it settles. All they have to do is lie down and relax, like you're here, right? And it's going beyond your conscious to your subconscious, your unconscious, your Akash. It's huge what is happening to them. You know, I had a client this morning. She was like, oh my goodness, Audrey. She was a seer. And she's like, around her stomach when we're doing releasing work, she said, I saw the diamond light and the crystal. You see, that is all this stuff, all this work. Right, many modalities at one time, psychic surgery, so many things going on at one time. But the beauty is, all you need to do is lie down and relax after you've wrote some numbers, after you've written some numbers, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, thank you. So there was a question from Randy, and then there's a question from a phone number. So, Randy, do you want to? I'm going to unmute you. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm frozen. Oh, there I am. Hello.
Hey, hey, Randy. You didn't meet. Hello.
Hi, Randy. Finally, I get to see you now, and you get to see me. I know we've spoken many times. Hello.
My highest recommendation about your work. It's been useful and very healing for some time now. So it's sort of like Humpty Dumpty, this experience of FQAD, permanent nerve damage from taking Levaquin and Cipro. It's like MS with myelitis and stuff like that. So as much as I'm able to integrate this healing, I believe that your work is one of the ways to like bind the molecules of the healing and the body. Like, to, so I'd like of course, you to go any way you want or see or imagine. And if I could please have something in the direction of, okay, I am the GMO. Now what? You know, how do we integrate the repairing our own DNA? Thank you. I love you.
Oh, thank you, sweetie, so much. You know, this is the energetics, right? Because really, we say DNA, we say molecules. You know, the base level of us is energy and light, right? So that's what I work with, energy and light. So that seeps into your system. But remember, Randy, you also have eons and eons and eons and eons, right, of your experiences and who you were and what you were doing, you know, all those other aspects which are simultaneous that is happening, your generational lineages, right, that are there upon you. You know, this situation, circumstance that you wrote in soul to go through, right, because you are doing all that you're doing, even with what you have on your plate, you still are accomplishing all that you're accomplishing for your soul, right? Zipped up in Randy's situation and body and experience, right? But understanding Randy is multiple aspects of you, bodies, beingnesses, exploring existence, right? Through those multiples of ways, right? So let me speak a little bit of light language for you now, Randy, and here we go. Tum te te tutumata. Tumata ye tututu. Can you see my eyes, Randy? I don't know. Tumata te tutumata. Tamata tu te tumatata. Tate tu 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 mati tu tu ut at at at. Edu va sumer du tu te me kesh ku tu umel in tu ma. Ve se pecho tu tu ma tu tu umeye. E sunamon tu no ven no ne. Ve sera pura tu rane. Ve sena tu ra du ra re. Kaliama he ya, kaliama he ya, kaliama he ya, he ya, he ya, kaliama he ya. Tona vono seri ya. Bona bona sore tu na na re ra. Tona bana se ya ya ho ho ka ya 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 ya. Bona bari ya. Bona bari ya ye ya yo yo mana zere ya ye. Tuna bana zera um. Tuna bana zera um. Tuna bana zera na 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 um. Kali yama hini mini kali. Kali yama hera khururu tuhtar mekhru ture. Ese sa sheri. The ancient ones for generational lineages releasing. Lara, if you don't mind, we'll have Randy for all you guys. I'm going to run numbers very, very quickly. Is that okay, Lara? Right? Jump into some numbers. Now, beautiful ones, remember, this is a quick way I do it at the end of a session, not when you're going to be writing them, right? Which goes much more slower, so don't be alarmed, right? You guys just relax. I'm going to do a countdown, 8 to 1, open up the DNA in the field, right? And go in and roll some numbers for you guys and then seal it up. So here we go, mixed in with light language and language of the Akash. Here we go. You just receive it. No writing. Now to seal it, 9 nines of completion of the field, the DNA we open right now. 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, 109, to make the velvet more gentle around your hearts. And there you go, Randy, and everyone.
You know, as we deal with things that are sort of outside the box. You're one of the best people I could recommend is in being able to bring about shifts and healing and understanding, raising awareness. Thank you. I love you.
Well, thank you. I love you, Randy. And thank you so much for saying that. That is why, because I, for years, do the work behind the scenes, moving creation, right, as a weaver of codes of creation. And then you see the work that I do with individuals. So thank you so much and much love. Thank you. It's nice to finally see you.
Speak. I had to present you the option.
Thank you, Randy.
Love, love, love.
Oh my goodness, I'm like still so spaced out. We're gonna take one more question from a phone number ending in 1234. I'm just gonna unmute you. We'll see what happens. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Laura. Hi, Audrey. This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
That was lovely. That was lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. So I would love some assistance potentially around my throat. And I think it's connected to other things, but I've really been having a problem speaking my truth, and it's manifesting physically, and it's affecting my singing voice. And I ultimately actually want to learn light language and do vocal alchemy in the future. But right now I have a choir performance coming up, and it's all kinds of, feel all kind of garbled, and just kind of this general feeling of unease that's been around for the past couple of days despite all my tricks and tools. So,
well, beautiful one. Please avail yourself to take advantage of this, you know, package and such that we have, because again, you'll have your numbers and you'll have the light language, rewrite the Akash. I'm going to do some work around your throat. And yes, people who have done the work, you bring your energy frequency to a level of where you can be ignited to speak light language and bring it through. But again, as you're saying, right, there must be that releasing, right, that letting go of a lot so that one can raise in frequency to that level to bring through light language. And just because everyone speaks light language, it doesn't mean it's the same thing or the same frequency, right? So again, to jump up those octaves of what you are open to bring through in light language, right? Like as a weaver of codes of creation, I have authority where it's all open, right? So many different languages. As you see, sounds, frequencies, jumping all over the place, right, to bring through. But hopefully you'll come, and that will assist you upon your journey. I had actually someone who was on there before. Anthony was up there, and Anthony is one of my clients who, through the work, was ignited in light language, you know, as well as others. Oh. So, you know, I'll bring through some work for your throat and for others, because it's so important now, you know, that speaking of our truth, you know, it's so important. It goes with our being empowered, right, Alara? Standing in our empowerment, that speaking of the truth and being able to bring that voice up and through without all those things that have held us down for generations and eons and all of that type of thing. So here we go, beautiful ones, throughout the throat. Vase, 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 emetutarum, etuturumatara, utematara. She, 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 vasse peltonse, besiter idare, mon avancei, vennosei, vennosei. Sha, 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 evoi, va, 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 sha, 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 evoi, mon chéri, evoi, 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 avoir, veille, 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 chat, chat, chat. Avoir, mon cher, avoir, avoir, avoir. Now the fairies, to make that a little bit more gentle for all of you guys. Chat, 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 chat. Et c'est si, mon cher, ça, et ça, ça, ça. Et ça, mon cher, et ça. Hi, Laura, and I hope I'll be seeing you so you could have some more of that work done for you and help you get that ignition of that light language.
Oh, yes, thank you. That I can definitely feel movement there. Would you say definitely numbers or no numbers or either?
Well, for everyone, I would love you to get numbers, you know, because I'm totally about empowering you, right? So when you have your light language session, you're releasing so much. You're bringing in codes, right, to upgrade you, right, to the new. And then it's so multi-layered and multi-leveled, right? And then when you choose the numbers, then you are having the numbers in your hand, right, as a tool to read over and to work with no matter what you're facing. So I would like to give you as many tools in your toolbox or in your backpack, even ones that you can't use right now, but you will be able able to use at some point when you're ready, but they're in your backpack, you know? So hopefully you guys will come and receive them and get them, you know?
Wonderful. Thank you. Oh, tingly.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, Alara.
All right, cool. So one of the things that we didn't do yet, the beings of light haven't come through. So.
Oh, they're saying thank you so much for remembering, Alara, for that. I'm just going to explain to the people a little bit. I'm a conscious channel, so I hear them and I can go in and out. But it gets a little confusing for everyone, right? So right now, you know how we're doing it. So they're going to come in and talk to you. They want us to know that there's many paths of possible probabilities, as we were speaking of, right? Reality is always in motion and movement, you know? And also that we are the painters of our pictures, right? We are the sculptors, the weavers, the master and the masterpiece, one and the same. And the beings of light come from that place of remembrance, right? That they are sparks of expression of divinity, right? And help us to remember that. And stand empowered, you know, in our birthright and our sovereignty. So I'm going to let you talk to them. They sound like me. You'll see they're not, you'll see the difference. And they say, can you feel us? Because sometimes people can actually feel them as a little bit of change in their environment. Or they say, my cheeks are so up, I can't put them down. Or they're crying tears of joy or releasing, you know. And my word, they don't do fortune telling, right? Because fortune telling, again, is disempowering us, right? Because you're keeping the training wheels and the crutches on rather than throw them away. In these times to get used to, right? Your power again. What would you like to create? What would you like to do? Make a decision, you change. That's the beauty of humanness, right? We can make a decision to create something. If we don't want to do it, we can move to create something else. So as they say, paint many colors, right? On our picture, they said, be a painter with two paintbrushes in your mouth, two paintbrushes in your hand, and paint and paint and paint and interchange it, right? And create your beautiful works of art. So I'm going to let them come in and Alara say, beautiful one, beautiful one, beautiful one. Yes, 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 Alara. We thank you so much. Alara, for this beautiful of being together with you and this beautiful creation that you have created in your community, dear one, allowing our beautiful channel to come into your home, so to say, there with all of the beautiful ones that are with you, so you can share our channel's powerful work, yes, and us as well to come in and to speak with everyone so they know there is so much more than what they think there is, yes. So can you feel us, perhaps, dear ones? And it is no matter whether you can or cannot, because the thing is that we are here speaking with you. The other thing that channel did not say, beautiful ones, yes, is that this is not our language, you see. We attempt to use it as best as we can to communicate. We so love to communicate, yes? So, dear Alara, can you feel us? Would you like to speak with us and be in communication? Yes, yes, yes. So perhaps some of you wonderful listeners, yes, yes, we are here with you, yes.
Thank you so much. Yes, absolutely. I can feel. I've been feeling so much energy throughout this whole call, so I just want to thank you for that, for your presence, for being here. And for gifting us with these energies and the wisdom that we can utilize now as we move forward on our path. So is there anything else that you can share with us pragmatically, practically in our day-to-day lives that we can use to move forward in our path with ease? Because sometimes there are some days where, you know, there's not that much ease. So...
Well, beautiful one, you know, our channel's work is said as this. Yes, she has said already she's the rocket train, yes? And so when you were speaking about not of ease, yes, it would be as when one travels upon the journey, there are speed pumps upon the road. The speed pumps are set there to slow one down. Or there are potholes in the road, yes, very long worn, yes? Right. So not to be stuck in the potholes or the speed bumps to slow one down, this work flies over that, yes? So you get out of your own way, yes, to assist yourself upon your journey and empower yourself, yes? Oh, and also, beautiful one, back to that word that you have said, knowledge, yes? Knowledge, beautiful one. You see, we want you all to look at this word knowledge of what is it truly is. It is now that you know something, yes, you know it, knowledge. That knowing, that awareness, that empowerment and consciousness of this knowing, yes, will take you to the edge of the ledge, yes? What will you do when you're at the edge and the ledge? Mm-hmm. With that knowledge, with that now knowing, you shall soar off, yes, and fly, yes, like that butterfly, like that phoenix, yes? So you will be able to be in a vibration of the new expression, yes? And it is a journey, beautiful one, bit by bit, because it is to get acclimated. Channel likes to say, yes, when she had a fish tank. Yes, you cannot take the fish and just plunge it into one type of water and another. The fish needs the time to acclimate. Yes. So that is part of the journey, the acclimation. Yes. And while you all hold the light for the other ones that do not have awareness, and the tsunami of energy is all that is going on. Yes. So that is why it is so beautiful. Again, do the work to the self and this communities that you have, and to come and share together, so you know that you are not alone upon your journeys. Yes, mm-hmm. So many are going through, and then you join together, truly of love, truly of compassion and empathy. Yes, not only concepts and words that are held, also beautiful ones. You are living this point that you are speaking of, a new day or fifth dimension. You see, when you get together, beautiful Alara, and you do these beautiful things that you were doing, you are experiencing and living that new day now, right now, in this eternal moment. Yes, mm-hmm. Which is the most beautiful moment, right, of importance to be aware in. So it is not even as another time where they have to wait for, you understand, to achieve or get to. When you join high vibration of heart, conscious and aware and empowerment, you are being that right now. Yes, not at some other point to wish for, or wish to get to. Is it not true, beautiful one? Yes?
Yes, for sure. Absolutely, yes. Thank you.
Beautiful one. So not to pinpoint one thing, because as we said, then we would be painting for you or weaving for you, and we do not do that, because we come to empower you. Yes, we come to shine a light as a flashlight, and you turn it upon your world, and the circumference gets wider. Yes, in that light, so you can see the wider view of things of what we come to assist. Yes, you see. So hopefully those words are sufficient. Yes, and to understand the treasures within it. Yes, of knowledge and to fly.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, beautiful one. Yes, yes, yes. Shall we return you to channel, or would you like us to stay more to speak? What would you like, beautiful one?
I feel good.
Channel, and we are so glad. And beautiful ones, just to be aware, we do not do the work the channel brings through, you see? We sit in witness of that. We wrap the others in love, and we come to let them understand that there is so much more, yes, than what they think there is, beautiful one, and to be empowered. That's what these stars are for. Exactly. For empowerment, divinity, that you are sparks of divinity. Take back that what is yours, your divine birthright, yes? A spark of expression, your sovereignty, yes? Not to give the puppet strings over to another one, as you were speaking before, beautiful one, so important. Do not be in awe of the other ones. You see, we come to you, yes? One-to-one to understand you are a beautiful spark of divinity. We are a spark of divinity, and we express like the colors we speak of in our beautiful uniqueness. Not to, what will you do? They will go back to the days of old, of yore, so to say, where they bowed to the ones who have come to them. Oh, the great gods. And then what will they be doing? You speak of making a new day, but then all you will be doing is the same exact thing. Yes, zipped up in a different costume, a different time, saying you are making a different story and a creation, yet you would not be, because you would only be making a little snippet of a move, yes, but yet still doing the same. You see, this beautiful ones, creation is so joyous, because this is not the same twist over and over, a little bit of change, but the same. This is new creation, means new creation to take part in, yes, to be refreshed out of the stagnation of old, because stagnation is a contradiction to life that the experiment made, yes. So thusly, to get out of the stagnation, to go forth in motion and movement of what life is about, and create anew as the beautiful creator beings that you will remember. You are in remembrance. Yes, remember, put your member back to yourself. Recall back to yourself in your recollections. Yes, completion of the end of the old and entering into your being complete. Your male and female energy blended together, balanced, yes, in the expression, being a beautiful being of light, the king, the queen, and the kingdom, yes, of the new to reign, yes.
And so right now, is that what's happening, that more and more of our, not higher self, but our greater aspect of ourselves is now coming in and merging in with
us? Yes. Yes, beautiful one, because as that experiment was played out of forgetting that all of you so beautifully entered into, yes, to explore that which you are not, what lurks there in the density and the lower vibrations, yes, that experiment that was had to have a bigger picture of the understanding of the self as all that it is not, and come out of that and understand, yes, the bigger picture of the selfhood from knowing those both portions of self, individually, collectively, and all that is, yes? Mm-hmm. And so the higher self in the experiment would be as if it was separated, yes? Many speak of, oh, I want to listen to my higher self. What is my higher self saying? These, as you said, beautiful Lara, is bringing the higher self into the self, connection of that one and the same, and that is how you stand, yes, in your power and your divinity and your birthright, not in the old thinking it is separate from you in forgetfulness, but bringing it in and walking it in one's beingness, being it in one's beingness, not only concepts and ideals held or words spoken, but truly being it in one's expression, beautiful one, yes?
Yeah. So it's more about embodying now, being the embodiment of your highest aspect or the greatest aspect of you.
Yes, thank you, beautiful one, because again, this is not our language, and the words that you bring forth, yes, the embodiment, yes, and this embodiment, beautiful, and all your other bodies, right, because you are multidimensional aspects of yourself as well, that is coming into, yes, the knowledge and the knowing and the remembrance, yes, of the self. It does not matter. Some say, we want to remember, we want to know. Beautiful ones, you are here in this eternal now moment to get done what is getting done. Mm-hmm. All the other is story and distraction that could distract you. Exactly. Yes, to say, I want to listen to this one or that one or the other one. Those are the ones of the branches on the tree, the galactics, the angels, the masters, you understand? The characters they are zipped up in, the stages that they play upon, which is only source, is the only thing it all is, beautiful one. So that is why the important thing, like our channel takes you back to that root of the tree, you then play on the limbs and the branches, yes? Because the root of the tree is that which you are. You are from the wellspring of consciousness, whether you speak of it as the field or God or source or the many names in the no name, yes? Mm-hmm. The field, the void, yes? Which all bursts forth from to play, as you were saying, joyfully, to dance, to express, to know yourself as all that you are through experience, not only concept, right? Because then you could taste, you could touch, you could smell, and we awaken, beautiful ones, yes? Not to sleep in states of forgetting, which birth nightmares, but to dream and sleep in a lucid state, so you know that you're empowered within the dream, and you take control in the dream, and you go forth and you create anew, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, beautiful one. So would you like for us to return you to channel now, beautiful one?
Sure, yes. I think you've answered it. Yeah.
Beautiful one, we thank you so much for being with us again and with our channel. It's so wonderful to see you, beautiful, and we thank you for all your light that you are shining and all the work that you are doing, beautiful one. And we send you much love, and to all of the ones here with you. We'll be listening, yes, at some other point. Much love, beautiful ones. And remember, you are the shiny, golden, triumphant ones, yes? Go down into the book of life at that, beautiful ones. You understand? Because even in the midst of all of this, you were able to awaken. Yes, to realize, yes, while others slept. So beautiful ones, remember that, yes? You are beautiful, you are majestic, you are a miracle, beautiful ones, right? And we wish you much love. Stand in your empowerment and remembering that which you are, sparks of divinity in expression. Much love, beautiful ones, as we return you to our channel, yes. All right, now it's me, now it's Audrey.
Ah, thank you. I'm so glad that they came through because, you know, I was remembering them. It's like, oh, they haven't spoken yet. Beautiful, powerful. Thank you. I just, they're so much fun, you know?
Yes. They love, like they say, yes, we so love communication, beautiful one. Yes, because it is fun. Before in the experiment, there was the forgetting of that, yes, of what had come of this. This is why now it is time to lift up, yes, to enjoy the gift of consciousness and awareness, yes, to paint different colors, bright colors, beautiful colors, to sing, to dance, to play, to remember what it is to feel the sun on your face and the color of the sky, yes, no more into the other expressions of consciousness and awareness that they have that too, but to have that breath of fresh air, yes, to be hit, to become so alive again, yes, to experience the other things of beingness and the gift of consciousness and awareness has, yes?
Absolutely, I totally agree. That's why I love the sea, the sun, the beach. It's like, it just lights me up so much, as some of you have seen my pictures on Facebook and blah, blah, blah. I just love it.
Audrey. Yes, exactly. You know, to go and put your feet in the sand or whatever it is, you know, we are so used to this embodiment, you know, like the beings of light don't have a body, they're consciousness, they express in that way. And they say to us through my works, you know, many years now, don't miss it. Being so saying, wrapped in the story and the drama and the plague and the parasite and all those things that, you know, went on. You know, realize the gift of a body because you could taste, you could touch, you could smell, you could hug someone, you know, even emotions, right? Because we've come in to explore emotions, and that's where the distortion began, right? Mm-hmm. And then it furled into the experiment, not knowing what laid there, but now we know. Now we've explored that. Now the point is to get out of that and be able to be refreshed, so to say. That's why they say my word, control, alt, delete. Take control, make the alterations, delete the old, and reboot to the new, right? So we can play again and realize. And not only this body, we have many bodies, right? Which they're expressing those worlds, those places, those dimensions, and all feeding back to the information at a deep soul level. So it's wonderful. That's why we are magic. See, that's the true magic, out of the illusion and the false magic that we did before. That's why I say I'm blowing away the smoke in the mirrors of the false magic and illusion to get to the true magic that we are, right?
And we are magic. Yes. You were talking about Anthony earlier, and Anthony has a question or has raised his hand, so maybe he'd like to say a few.
Yes.
Anthony, I'm going to unmute you. Hello? Oops, maybe I muted you now. Hello? All right, I'll let you unmute you, Anthony. Do you want to unmute your... Yeah, there you go. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hi! I was telling everyone how I'm so proud of you, and a client of mine who is committed to the work and now speaks light language as well, because another woman wanted to speak light language. So thank you for being here with all of us.
Well, thank you. But that's why I wanted to speak a light language for you guys in testament to all this work. Is that okay, Laura?
Yeah, sure. I was thinking that too. It's like, oh, that'd be cool.
Yes.
Takanatata turuksuru. Misata kamaksitaroko. Taksu maktaraksuru. Pararato karakata turuksu. Misato karamakatari. Itaroko tomuksu tuturu. Taruksu maktarakta. Turuksu tamaksutu. Taksuru maraksaraktu. Thank you so much. Much love.
And I'm so proud of you, Anthony. And you see, this is a result of all the beautiful work and the commitment to the work, right? Because it's eons and eons of time that we've been doing this, that he brought forth the light language as a fruits of the beautiful work that he has committed to. Thank you, Anthony, for sharing that gift with all of us.
Thank you, Anthony. That's beautiful.
And partake. Thank you. Thank you, Laura, for letting him share that with everyone. He has such a beautiful work. He's so committed to the work so much here, you know, in the bigger picture of things that we're doing besides his individual work, supporting the work of the realms. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no, that was beautiful. And we, you know, when you had talked about Anthony being on and doing light language, I was thinking at that point before he raised his hands, like, oh, it'd be cool if he came on and shared with us, you know, so...
Perfect. I know. So they know I'm not fibbing. I'm not a fibber. It's all true, you know? And I say, come get your wow, right, Alara? We were talking about that last time. Come get your wow. Because so many times the clients will go wow afterwards because they don't even know what to say because it's so wonderful and huge. They can't find words, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm so glad this played out and Anthony made it home to wherever he was so he could do it. Excellent.
Oh, yeah, perfect, because he was in the car for a while.
Yes, exactly.
No, that's great. Thank you. And so Marcia says, this is very interesting. She says, I've never heard you before, and I love her energy. Thank you. Yay. I'm glad you could be on, Marcia, to experience Audrey, because she's wonderful, just beautiful. And Caroline says, I feel like I can fly. I can't wait for my session. Yay.
Yes, the butterfly. That's why they told me the butterfly, you know. And actually, part of the session sometimes, and I can't pre-say when it's going to happen, if you would think the points behind your shoulder blade, where angel wings would come from, right? Mm-hmm. They actually open up like the angel wings, dust them off, get them used to wearing them again. And beyond angel wings, these two points on the back of our shoulder blades there are points of energy that comes out, right? So when back in the day, let's say the beings would see all this energy emanating out, right? Like the butterfly wings, the angel wings was energy from those points, right? So they do work with that as well, like igniting that. They actually put my hands up to the sky and they do like Anunnai, Anunnai, which is like holy, 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 you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And bringing that through the energy from those points. But again, in a session is very individual, you know, and when it comes through or not. But again, to assist them to fly, Alara, right? That's what we're doing, to fly again and understand that they can do that, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, you can all fly, right? It's not just me, it's not just Anthony, it's not just Audrey, you know, it's everyone, you know, whatever you choose to do, just do it, right? Okay, so Nick, I don't think it's Nikki, but Nick says, thank you, Anthony. Audrey, could you understand that? They're asking, Audrey, could you understand that? How does one know if they are speaking light language or mumbo jumbo, so to speak?
Well, can you guys feel that energy? So you would know there's a difference, right?
Yeah.
Because originally when I had spoken light language, you know, I got levitated and I got ignited. I didn't study with anyone or anything. It just happened because I had to do the work in the field and deliver the codes. And it was time to do that, you know? Yeah. And so when I first began, people were saying, oh, you're speaking in tongues. And I go, no, I'm not speaking in tongues, right? Because there's a lot of a difference between mm-hmm. that, you know? And I would say to him, if this person who said that, if they're speaking gibberishly and it feels good energetically and it's making them happy and it's bringing them joy, then speak gibberish, because he may think it's gibberish in his conscious self, but it may be other than that, like soul speaking. And I'm so thank him for bringing up that question, because this is not like language, light language. Our languages all over this world and in existence has been contaminated. to keep us in boxes, right? The systems that were set up and limitations of words. My work says, tell the humans to think about, or the people to think about, how upon our own world, sometimes there might be a saying, right? And you try to translate it, like maybe you have a Spanish saying or Italian saying, and you try to bring it into English, and they're like, you know, it's going to be lost in translation, right? You know what I mean? It can't get it. So imagine now, if you're going to this language is giving you encyclopedias, it's giving you files, huge files of information, and you don't want to take it to a couple of pages, you know, or a book, when they're giving you so much information, as I was saying, beyond your conscious, your unconscious, your galactic selves, your ancient selves. It's huge, and it settles in where it needs to settle, beyond your conscious mind, because your conscious mind has a filter, it has preconception and ideas, it has the limitation of language. Recently, you had someone on the internet talking about the word Declaration of Independence, and they had received codes, and I said, don't take the codes and put it into language, right? Because you're going to contaminate it. Sure enough, then they come on and they're saying, oh, it's not the Declaration of Independence, it was Independence, Missouri or something. And I'm like, there you go. That's why you leave the codes. You leave this as it is, and it settles in, so you don't limit it, right? So it's not a language to be understood in that way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in a session, people will feel deep within themselves something, and then that's beautiful, or in a group. So I could be speaking in a group, and each person may feel something or think something or get something different, right? Yeah. But it's beyond our language, people, because we've been using language, and look where we are, right? So this comes in to go energetically, frequency, light, and love, beyond any language. So it's not lost in translation, right?
Yeah, it's beyond the mind. It's not logical. It's, you know, not something you understand. It's something you perceive and you receive.
And people have been in therapy for years and years and years. And as you know, right there, you're speaking through your mind and your conscious. Well, how are they healed? When you go to the unconscious, the subconscious, the deeper levels, the soul work that this is, you know, because we don't know everything in language. We can't possibly know everything. We're many beings, right? Speaking English is maybe not going to connect with another being of yourself that doesn't speak that language at all. So we go to a soul level, right, of speaking and energy. What those words that they're hearing are actually pockets of energy and light that is hitting them, that are coming in sound, you know? So mm-hmm. we call it light language because it's sound like a language, which energies are coming through in that. And then the number language, right? They heard the number language I was speaking as well. And that's totally beyond words, the number language, right? Packets of information, you know?
Exactly. So Caroline is saying yes, yes, yes to some, to probably Anthony's light language. And they're saying, my throat is vibrating and I'm speaking light language. Wow. Love, love, love.
See, there you go, people. See? Ignition, because this was a very powerful call, and it assists them. And if you're speaking light language, you come and have the work, and it's going to raise that up. Because Anthony himself has seen this is a process, an evolution, right? Like, where the work goes. Like, when I first began, I wasn't doing the number codes, but then that had to come through, and then I did that. So as you yourself, Allower, must see, whatever you did when you first began is different as the process goes on, and you open mm-hmm. more and more things, and you're hitting more and more energy, you know?
Yeah. Yep. And so I had always wanted to speak light language. And so I took courses, you know, I did activations and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not speaking light language. So it's like, it's okay. Oh.
I love you, because then you're going to start something, which is truth. And I only speak truth. Many people want to sell it out there and say, I am going to teach you. Okay. But I only speak truth. Light language is not something to teach one. And Allower, you're understanding that yourself, because if anyone like your energy and your heart was going to be able to go have a course and learn light language, take it from Allower and me, she would have been speaking it if it's possible to teach it. Right. Yeah. It's different than teaching. It doesn't work like that. Yeah. It is that you're ignited at a certain point, and if it's meant for you to come through, it would come through at some point, you know, with that ignition of the work. And you have so many beautiful gifts, you know. We open to whatever is going to come for us, and as it is a progression, right, of what comes for it, then we'd be so grateful and happy in that, you know.
Exactly. Even though I don't do light language, I'm still transmitting energies and healing frequencies and vibrations and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it's all good, you know.
Yes.
And even that is not logical or linear, or, you know, you can't really analyze it, because it's just frequencies coming through. You know, I don't even have any control over it. It's like, it's just coming through. It's like, okay.
Like, did you make that beautiful painting behind you? Is that one of the paintings you made?
No, but I was painting today. No.
So when you're painting, that's you bringing through the energy on the palette with the paints, right? Like, exactly. My being light speak of. You are painting your pictures, which are your lives, your frequency, your multiple lives, all on these beautiful canvas and mural. They say paints and colors and, you know, sculpting and weaving or music, but it's energy, right, that is really being used to create. And you're just bringing it through in your colors, on your palette, or whatever other way we bring it through, you know?
Exactly. So don't get caught up on that. And I don't know how we got to talk about light language, but it's like, it's all good. Go to Michael's, go buy some more paint, go start painting, Caroline. It's so much fun. I don't know what my creation is going to be yet. It so far only has two layers of paint, so you know, it takes me a couple of days. You know,
well, put it on Facebook so we can keep checking up and we can look and then say, this is the one when I was with Audrey Light Language that we were speaking of, so I could see it. And everyone can see it when you're ready. I don't want to tell you, go get it now because maybe you're not ready yet. But when you're ready, share it with us.
I will, definitely. So I just wanted to tell you guys again. Linda, give me 1 second. So I was just going to say for the three packages, they are on awakentohappinessnow.com/Audrey15. So please do go take a look if you want the numbers. Pick package B, which includes an hour session. Okay, so pick package B to get your numbers. Okay, so I know a lot of you want to get numbers, so do that for sure. I have numbers and I need numbers again.
Yes, we were just talking about that right before. We said, okay, Laura, we're definitely ready for you to get some more of those numbers, you know?
Yeah, because everything has shifted and changed since we got them done last time. So I was like, So Linda, I'm going to just unmute you, Linda, quickly. Hold on, where are you? I'm so glad you were able to be on the call, too. Hi, Linda, go ahead.
Hi, Alara. Thank you so much for this. And Audrey, this is amazing. I really feel the vibrations going through everything. I've been doing quite a bit lately with colors and sounds, and it's just really been cool. Whole tones and some really cool colors that are just amazing. Kind of like what you've got in the background there, Alara. Mm-hmm. Only more multidimensional even than that. And so it's really been raising vibrations like considerably. My question is, I haven't been using my skills enough to do like automatic writing or anything lately. And they're kind of rusty. Is there a way to get them going again?
practice, but I'll let Audrey talk.
Yes, and actually Anthony does do that too, right? Because again, the progression of the work, you know, first it was him feeling better and being aware and energy, and then light language, it was a progression, right? Or people who used to do light language, used to do automatic writing and lost it, it'll come back or it'll be intensified, you know, so they're able to tap into higher and higher, you know, beingnesses, you know, to have the information and such. So yes, again, come and have a light language, you know, and the numbers and such, but I'll just do a little bit of light language because I love to splatter all this wonderful gifts that Alara is giving me this opportunity to sprinkle upon yourselves. And please come and get your individual, but here we go, some of this.
Thank you.
There you go, Linda.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Thanks for letting me talk.
Sure, absolutely. Anytime.
Thank you. I hope we'll get to have your session and meet you too and chat, share. That's what I love about my work, Alara. You know, this is not like a time clock. Oh, that's it. You know, I am being my beingness of the new days being now, right? As a future person who's here, beingness be here. So we're sharing hearts, right? Like you said, we're fun. We're having fun. We're sharing. We're talking. We're laughing. We're being open-hearted. One to one. You know?
And for
when you're not only speaking love and unity in concept, then you realize when you meet another upon the path, that is you, right? Another version of you, another aspect of source and creation, and you share and you talk and you know, are beautiful in the joining, and then you share, and then you go forth, and you go on the journey, and you meet someone else, right? But you be open-hearted, not sequestered away somewhere where you don't touch other people or talk to other people or share with other people, you know? So that's what I love about us, Alara. We are that, you know, in our being. So thank you for being here.
You're welcome. So Nick, I don't know if Nick is Nicole, but I'm just going to say Nick is saying, I got paint from Michaels too, going to play with some colors. Oh, yay. I wish I had a Michaels here. I love Michaels. And it's like, they have an art store, but it's not like Michaels. Like Michaels has everything.
Does Michael deliver, out of the country? They don't do that?
Otherwise, I'd be shopping all the time. Yes. I'm definitely going to go to Michael's when I come. Thank you, Caroline.
Maybe you could have the kids shop for you and send you a nice gift box to Mama or something.
That's an idea. And my sister might be coming. So.
Pick out what you want, and then they could order it and get it for you, and then send it to Mama. There you go.
Exactly. It sounds good. So, all right. So was there anything else that is coming through or needs to be talked about? We talked about everything, I think, the Akar. I just want to say to everybody, because there was so much energy, so many frequencies, so much light language and everything. Please, please, please drink some water, drink some water, drink some water. Please be gentle with yourself. Listen to your body. What does your body require? And just, you know, this is wonderful. And then get your numbers, you know, so book a session with Audrey, get your numbers, and you'll see how then after that your life changes even more. So if you want your life to change, get your numbers. If you don't want your life to change, don't.
we're on the journey to the new, and like I said, even whether they don't want to see change now, this is at a soul level. You know, sometimes people come out of embodiment, they say the stories about, oh, the panel was there and they were telling me my lessons, I didn't do good enough, and I have to go back and do whatever, and you're locked to whatever. You don't want to have any more of that story anymore. No. You know, and doing this work at that soul level, when you show up wherever you're going to show up, it's like, who is this empowered being understanding they're a spark of divinity and expression, right? No longer being a puppet for another level of puppet marionette strings, right? Because they're going to realize your resonance, your beingness at a deep soul level. You cleansed and cleared the house, right, of what you needed to. You're vibrating so highly that you're standing in your empowerment. And there are no lessons, beautiful. These are experiences that you are having to add to the depth and breadth of the knowing of yourself. When you have an experience, you always take something away, whether a little or a lot, but you see the positive in this. When you say lessons, that's a trap that people get stuck in, because you could fail a lesson. You see the energy, how it's different? A lesson you could fail. These are experiences that we are walking through, and it's always a positive, whether we take it through a little bit or a lot. And what happens was, see, speaking about words before, when we were talking about words, why not to turn it into words? When they say lessons, right, like what you have learned, or you need to learn, or you didn't learn well enough, that is to trap you. But if you say your experiences, when you walk through an experience, you take something away because you come to know something. You know about this something. You have learned something about something or yourself, right? But that's a positive, you see, not a trap in the other way that they use the word to learn. You understand, beautiful one? So we are having experiences through existence. Source God, the field, is having its experiences through us with the gift of the consciousness and awareness from that. And this is what we were doing as we go forth and dance through new experiences to express through, right?
Beautiful. Yes, absolutely. Thank you. And, you know, it's all about, you know, your choice. What do you choose to experience? And so for me, it's like, today was an off day, but then it's like, yeah, I'm done with that off day. What can I choose differently now? You know, so I chose to call a friend and blah, blah, blah. We did some work. And then it was like, much better. So now I can move forward, right? Instead of being stuck. And so what am I going to do tomorrow? I don't know yet. You know, we'll see. I get my nails done, do something fun for myself.
I have to do mine actually too. Can I say one other thing? Do I have a few moments? Because you're speaking about like today, what happened today, right? In my work, Spirit has brought through this like analogy or such, you know? Think about a dock, people. But not I want you to think about the dock that moves, right? In the water.
The floating dock.
Steady with the pylons under the ground that is firm. Not that type. Envision the dock like this, right? That moves with the water, right? But that is not water. That's the tsunami of energies, right? That we are upon. Mm-hmm. So we are standing on that dock, 2 feet, right? 1 foot in the physical world, because we have responsibility to ourselves and others still. One in this spiritual world to understand we're soul and there's so much more, so much going on. So we are attempting to balance, right? Mm-hmm. Surf on this dock. Not only are you balancing, you're juggling. And you're not juggling bowls from one hand to the other. You're juggling 5 bowls this hand, 5 bowls this hand, right? Again, spiritual world, regular physical world, you know? And they say, sometimes we get thrown off of that, Doc, right? Like what happened today, right? Mm-hmm. Into the water, into the energies, right? And that's okay, because we're human. We've come to have experiences and have emotions and feel them. But the point now in the empowerment of the new is like what you did. You realize you're in the water. You realize you're off the dock. You're in the energy. So you swim back to the dock, catch your breath, right? You got that Geiger counter, beep, 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 going off. Yeah. Catch your breath, sit on the edge of the dock, and stand back up and balance and juggle. Four, if you are not, then what happens is when you're in the water, you're going to go down the rapids, down the waterfall, down the rapids, down the waterfall. And what is that? That's you being tossed and turned and mm-hmm. tangled in the energies and in the emotions. And then the things that are there, the parasitic plague that wants to eat off of you, and you're going to sustain them and feed them rather than get back onto the dock, feed and nourish yourself, right? Which is what you did when you went and you got your friend and you realized what was happening. So you're not tossed and turned down the waters and the rapids. And that yeah. is the new way of being. Be aware, observe yourself, be conscious, right? It's okay if you fall off the horse or fall off the dock. Just get back on, right? Feed yourself, nourish yourself, and be empowered and strengthened, you know? So I hope that helps them.
Absolutely. Definitely. You know, and that's the thing. It's like just get back on the dock and keep catching the wave. Oh, I love that.
Yes, because these are the waves, right? The waves, the ripples of energy that have been yeah. coming in, that are coming in, that are going to continue to come in. Yeah. One of the things, when people are so, their mind frame is about this event and all the energies, you know, this is the thing, again, if you do this work, it helps acclimate you. So you're not such a shock to your system, right? As we said before, you were gently weighted in. So you're more familiar with that and more gently go through all these things. So please, on the bigger scale of things, what's happening and going to happen, come empower yourself, right? So it's not yeah. such to one.
It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be shocking. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be, you know, a tornado and like all that, you know, chaotic energy, you know, that is not fun. It doesn't have to be that. It can be smooth.
Yes, laying in a bed for days and not being able to function and being in pains and aches. You know, some of us, we have things to do, you know, and even if we have to lie in bed, we want to be comfortable in our beds, you know, mm-hmm. if people are in circumstances such as this, rather than add more pain to your situation. No. Exactly. We don't have to choose to go through yeah. that. And especially by no coincidence, when they come across things like this, that you're helping me create and creating what you, your own works as well, to assist them, right, to go upon this journey in a much more gentle, empowered, loving, right way, you know, a joyful way as well, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, life can be joyful, and that's what I'm finding for myself. You know, life is joyful, you know, because of what I'm choosing and how I'm being and what I'm doing and what I'm not doing. And
yes, sometimes out of the old habit.
Yes, exactly.
Energy, cut that, right? No longer feeding other forces, but feeding and nourishing and strengthening yourself, right? They say my work is drinking from the wellspring. And what does that do? It fortifies and enlivens and strengthens one, right? And that's what you do to help them and strengthen them upon their way, you know?
Absolutely. So yeah, please do take a look at Audrey's special offers, A, B, and C, at awakentohappinessnow.com/Audrey15. And I look forward to hearing, you know, what happens with you? Like, you know, are you going to start speaking light language, or are you going to start doing more automatic writing or painting or whatever it is that you're going to be doing, you know, doing what's fun for you, right? And what's going to create more for you. So do that, choose that, be that. So thank yeah. you so much, Audrey.
Thank you so much, you know, and being empowered and out of the old story, which is the treasure of this embodiment now, not just worrying about what you want to manifest and experience, but on the deeper level, right, of freeing ourselves from that story. That's what we're in this embodiment for. So don't be distracted, people, with all those other distractions, because as you know, Laura, there's so many of them, right? Mm-hmm. We want to focus, understand, see, and get to be those empowered beings, you know, for all of our existences as we go forth and create, you know?
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for all of your questions. And thank you, Anthony, for sharing your light language with us. So inspiring and so heartfelt. So thank you.
Thank you, Laura, for letting the beings of light and myself be here and share the work with everyone. And so much love to you and to everyone and who will be listening later on. Anthony, she said, thank you so much. And it was very heartfelt, your light language. So see, that's beautiful. Yes.
Absolutely. All right, everyone. So until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Much love.